Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. I hope everyone is having a beautiful and warm, sunny Tuesday. I know here in the Philadelphia area, we are having a nice, warm day. I think this whole week is going to be in the 50s, 60s. Since I've been here for 10 years, it's been like this. I think we had two Decembers that were freezing and cold. The rest, it doesn't get cold till January, which kind of sucks because I know for me, I'd love a snowy holiday, but it is what it is. Hello, global warming. Anyway, on our episode today, we have a little bit of an action-packed week again. You know, it's a little bit slower. Last week was kind of wild, but we definitely have an action-packed week again. This week, we have Mars enters Sagittarius, Mercury enters Capricorn, we got the full moon in Gemini on Saturday, and we have Venus turning retrograde. So before I jump into all that, I want to recap last week. Let me tell you, after I dropped my episode on Tuesday, my whole day just kind of was a little bit crazy. The whole day was wonky, the usual, and I think last week I had shared that I was fighting with someone who, sometimes we do this, we'll just fight, say it, and then we get over it very fast, two Geminis. And I had to, though, you know, that person and I are fine, but they made me, you know, 2 days later, sit and really go back and see what I had texted and really acknowledge that pattern. Because sometimes what happens, I have this ability to do this. And then when Mercury, again, I'm very Mercury ruled, is in certain conjunctions with planets and the timing is wrong, I can go off. And that means it's not okay. So it was last week revealed to me how, especially through text messages, when something that happens and I'll just like, I won't even be thinking what I'm saying. It's like head text. And I'll be like, boom, 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 boom. I'll send 10 text messages in a row. And how some of them were mean. And I really have to stop that. And again, I'd like to say I'm all perfect love and light, but I have a whole other wild, crazy side. That's how I got to this healing side. And it can be hard in those times. Like I sat there and I felt like my son last week who got in trouble and I just looked down. I wanted to cry. I just was like, okay, I'm sorry, you know, but this time I really had to sit there and not say anything, not argue, not rebuttal, not say, yeah, well, but, or excuse it, just say, shit, that was my behavior and I really got to stop that. And it can be hard to sit there and sit in that behavior and be like, damn, I really, really, really got to stop that. But I did that. I acknowledged it. The pain of being in that remorse felt great enough that hopefully next time before, you know, when the planets are aligned and I'm like, you know what, this person pissed me off. Let me just send a bunch of text messages. I'm going to say, no, Colleen, that's not right. That's not what we do. Take control of your actions. All right. That's how the planets reveal things to us, just in that small, short story. But later that day, I was doing a client's hair. He's a professor at Villanova, always a business guy, relatively not someone who's into astrology, we can say. And the last year or two, I've been filling him in with astrology, and he just is kind of like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I get there Tuesday, tell him about the craziness of the day. Like all day, it was Mercury squared Neptune. So electricity, not electricity, but anything electric, technology, things were failing. They were not breaking. Nothing was uploading. And I started telling him that and he kind of looks at me and he's like, let me tell you something, Colleen. You have been telling me stuff about astrology for the last year and a half and I'm really starting to believe it. And I was like shocked. And he's like, I'm telling you, today was crazy. He said, I've been paying attention to what you say every time and I start to notice that like it ends when it ends and what's happening, what you're saying is happening is happening. And I was like, oh my God, did you just acknowledge me? I'm like, thank you. And it felt so good because often, obviously, if you guys listen to this podcast, you know and you believe what I'm saying. But I would say 90% of the people I meet, and astrology has become so much of me that it just comes out. It's just who I am and what I believe in to the umpteenth degree that I'm like, yeah, this is happening because so-and-so or this and this, that planet, whatever. And normally it's just met with like rolling eyes or, oh, okay, I have no idea what this bitch is talking about or just like, or pushback. I get a lot of pushback like, yeah, right. And for the first time from someone who I did not expect it from, it was like validation. And that felt so good. It also was like, okay, are we all opening our minds? Are people finally, you know, the typical, you know, book savvy, like you only, the only thing that's real is what you can see with your eyes type of people? Are they starting to open up to that? So that felt good. But the rest of the week was pretty good and pretty easy. So we had the first Venus conjunct Pluto this past weekend. And actually, for me, it was pretty good. It's happening in my house of romance. And I was kind of scared a little bit, honestly. And then I thought to myself, wait, I was born with Venus retrograde. This is hitting my natal Venus. things are lining up for retrograde for it to be okay. And I'm like, maybe this is just like, it's not going to be something bad. Lessons, it's going to be harmony and things coming together, I think, because I was born with a natal Venus retrograde. But nevertheless, something I wanted to share about is what has been coming with Venus conjunct Pluto is I had three clients Saturday, two Saturday, and one yesterday, who all basically have said to me or spoken to me up about their bisexuality, women and women clients, and just sort of like having this awakening and really this urge and just saying like, oh my gosh, I don't know, all of a sudden I'm bisexual, I think. And that's very like the Pluto and Venus. Venus, right? We're in a harmonizing feminine sign, and that also will rule our sexuality. And with Pluto, that brings out secrets. It brings out things from under that we're feeling that. And so that's been interesting. So you might even have those thoughts or feelings yourself or see that. You know, for me, what I discovered, and I've talked about a little bit on here, is definitely in the last like 5 years, I'm bisexual. And I think most people are, that not everyone agrees with that theory. I think everyone is. We're just not all evolved in each lifetime to seeing that. And you know, women's bodies are way better to look at than men's bodies. I mean, I love men and I love the feeling they give, but it's not really that pretty to look at. I mean, I'm not really attracted to super muscular people either. And the Capricorn moon always is like, oh, gee, thanks every time I say that. But that's interesting. So if you're feeling that way, I just share that my own experience. And again, I've shared different things on here. And as I sort of discover that part of myself, and I'm with the partner, I'm dating someone who's fine with that and discovering that in whatever way that shows up and accepting of that, I'm like, okay, it's really interesting. And there's nothing to be shamed of. At first, it kind of feels that way. And at first, I think with women, our energy is so much more tied inward. It's more energetically inward versus men who are just outward and like their little hanging antennas, like seeing that. So women, it's a much more emotional thing. And so it's not easy for us to uncover sexually growing up. Generations now are a little different, I hope. But for us, it was like sex was primarily about men. It was men focused. Women never learned how to pleasure themselves properly. What actually makes us feel good? What do we really like? You know, because again, it's so much deeper. Then with men, it's just like, all right, let's just get my little ding-a-ling wet or whatever. Then I think we're seeing a lot of women waking up. I think this next 10 years are going to be that. A lot of women all of a sudden being like, oh, wait, actually, maybe I like that. Or maybe let me explore that. Because again, sexually, we were taught to explore what turns men on. And that was it. So we have an awakening. So that, you know, so I talked about secrets being revealed. Sometimes it's the deep personal secrets or things that we didn't see in ourselves. If you would have told, you know, I had experiences with women when I was younger, but if I was so tied emotionally to men that you would not have, I couldn't unravel that until, you know, my past experiences over the last couple of years that some of you know about. But, you know, that's a very Venus Pluto. And we'll jump into, since we're already on Venus right now, we'll jump into Venus turning retrograde on Sunday. Again, last week I talked a little bit more about this whole Venus conjoined Pluto this past weekend. They were in conjunction in the same sign, in the same degree. Now Venus is separating away from Pluto. And then on Sunday, it turns retrograde, which again happens every 18 months, so not as often as Mercury at all. And it moves backwards. It moves back into a conjunction with Pluto on the 25th, Christmas Day. So whatever themes came up this weekend for you, whether mentally, whether in your relationship, whether, you know, whether fights, things you talked about, things revealed in yourself, things revealed in your friendships, beauty, whatever, a lot of those things were revealed this weekend, whatever is coming up, maybe a theme probably for your retrograde as well as be a theme for the other Venus-Pluto conjunction. The retrograde, again, happens every 18 months. So when Mercury, you know, retrogrades three times a year, if we see it in the day-to-day, it's miscommunication, it's everything. But when planets like Venus and Mars, which don't happen as often but are pretty personal planets, they make some shifts. So you know, last year, the May 2020 was when the last Venus retrograde happened. And during that time was, as we know, COVID. I started doing clients at their house at the time. I decided that I wasn't going to go back to the salon. I was going to do my podcast full time, my energy healing, figuring all that out. That's what I had decided during the time. So that can be, you know, Venus can rule our creative pleasures, especially in the hair world, in the mystical world, and the feminine side kind of jobs that can rule. So that is what happened then. And now I'm having a retrograde that is, it was in Taurus. So it was in my ninth house, which would, that would matter. This is in my house of romance, children, pleasure, things like that. And how that will play out is yet to be determined. But now I'm taking, which the Capricorn moon and my kids to Hershey Park on Sunday. And we have not merged all together, really. I've been very, very relaxed, like held off, because everyone knows about my last marriage. So I've been really trying to just do it easy for my kids and ease into it. And I'm like, okay, actually, maybe that's good. Maybe that will be a bonding in some way, but it is going to bring changes again, depending on where Capricorn is in your whole sign house, will bring Venus like changes. And depending on what planets are there, what natal planets it's aspecting, but you can expect with retrogrades, there can be reversals. There can be breakups during this time. There can be separations during this time. There could be a change in feelings, a change in shift. There can be a change in friendship. Again, we're going to feel change and shift. There can be rewards, though, right? We always forget the are things. There can be rewards. We can decide to go on a more relaxed vacation. We can have revisions. I feel like a lot of time with Venus, we see a lot of revisions. More anything, everything up is for revision. So we say, hey, you know what? It could be as simple as, I hate my entire style and my whole hair. I am going out and I'm going to get a totally different look. Now, some people say during retrograde, you don't want to do that. But I think it depends on what it's aspecting. And I think it could go well, especially if you are someone who does not always change your style. If you're someone who is stuck in a similar style, whatever it is, I think that can definitely switch up for you. And be a good time. This might be a time that you look at your relationships and up for a revision and say, all right, I don't know if this is working. This is working. Friendship, same thing. I don't know if this is working. I don't know if that is working. Revisions. This is also a time for people may come back from your past in love. This might be like a time for you to get back together with someone. Sometimes that happens, similar to Mercury. Let's try this again. Let's do this again. For those of you that pay attention, I'm trying to get better with the ums. I'm really trying to be, I say and like too much. The Capricorn moon and I were talking about that this weekend. I'm like, okay, I need to get better with not saying but that's like all of a sudden with ADHD, you have a thought and then you know that you have another thought, but there's like a 5-second skip where your mind is trying to get the other thought. And then I fill in that space with or like. So just know that. Again, we'll be talking about this retrograde probably every week until it's over. It doesn't end until January 29th. So some revisions, some changes, some shifts. I feel like I started to get some cosmetic shifts back during that time. I tried to go get my boobs done, but they didn't want to give someone a loan who was on unemployment at the time. You know, various things like that can happen. And we'll keep talking. Check back to last week's episode to find out more. So let's talk about Mars entering. Then we'll talk about the weekly awakening. Let's talk about Mars entering Sagittarius. So we had Mars just in Scorpio, and Mars, the planet of our action, our adrenaline. I also feel like it's the planet that really digs up our shadows. It's our shadow side planet. That's really how I associate it the most. That's what comes to my head the first. And so we were in Scorpio, and Scorpio was like bringing up some deep shit. Some deep, deep shit in us. Every time it's in there, it's like our shadow selves, our possessiveness, our jealousy, sometimes the ugly side of things. And we see how we act out on things during that. And it's moving into Sagittarius now, Jupiter sign. So I want to say it really feels like fight to faith, shadow to light, right? It's all of a sudden we were able to stay in the weeds of our shadows. We were able to sit there, feel them, look at them, take action with them in some sort of way, or maybe just sit. And all of a sudden we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We get to the other side and we say, okay, I have faith now that that's why that happened. I had faith that's why I saw that side of me. I have faith that that's why that happened. Now it's here to evolve my soul, because everything is here to evolve our soul. We can find our power source from something adventurous or something spiritual, right? It could be like, I'm going to go hike the Himalayan mountains. I'm going to go skiing. I'm going to go be one with nature. I'm going to go jump out of an airplane. Something that, and again, it's not always that crazy when Sagittarius, but that's kind of what comes to my mind when it comes to adventure, like something different. I'm going to go on an ayahuasca experience, something to heal these shadows that I just had. And so something like that could really come out and really want to jumpstart our spirituality. This is going to be jumpstarting our spirituality, right? We clear a level of shadow out, and then we bring a new level of light in. So, we want to connect with that. We want to take action with our spiritual soul, with our spirit and our soul, our spirituality. How can we take action with that? Again, does that mean go to church? Does that mean meditate every day? Does that mean work out? What does it look like to you? And that's what's going to be coming up to you. What feels right? How do you get your spirit activated right now? And what comes? And a lot of times it might be doing something brand new, which is being in Sagittarius, doing something out of the box, something you normally would not do. But we need to connect to spirit, right? Because if we don't connect to spirit, we walk around aimlessly. We just walk around really trying to find our purpose in people, places, or things when the purpose is inside. And then when we can connect to that spirit, we don't really walk around purposeless anymore. That's the truth with that. So the drive or the willingness to study something new, do something new, especially again in an esoteric study, being more open-minded. And we're a little bit more detached. We were just went from fighting, like, yeah, I'm going to like stay in these deep emotional wounds and cry and I'm going to fight you, to I'm going to detach from this. I'm going to let what flows flows. And like, that's have fun. That's really kind of how Mars is moving from that to that. You might feel more passive, easy to compromise. We were not compromising that well when Mars was in Scorpio, but now we're compromising. Mercury in Capricorn, I'm happy. It moved out of Sagittarius where it's in its fall. It's not happy right there. And into Capricorn, it's still a little bit more restricted, but it's happier in Capricorn. It actually works well in Capricorn. It's I'm going to get shit done, and I'm going to get shit done correctly in Capricorn. So we will feel like we're ready to take on our, sorry, I have all my notes. I'm like, wait, which one do I want to start with? Sorry. We're going to be direct, efficient, productive with our mind, with our work, with our career, with our money. Mercury ruled things, our communication. It's like, okay, I'm going to sit here. This is the direct. This is what I want. This is where I'm going. This is what we're doing. That's very Mercury and Capricorn. Want, going, doing, this is where it is. Now we can have a little more anxiety, especially if you're Capricorn rising, you have other aspects in there. You know, people with a lot of Saturn in their chart tend to have a lot of anxiety, what I've noticed with them. So it can bring more overall anxiety to certain things. There's also going to be downloads about our family karma, right? When we look at Saturn, we look at karma. And Capricorn, you know, Mercury, again, the mind, and family karma with Saturn. So we might have downloads of family karma. We may all of a sudden see at the family party, you know, Aunt Gail acting a certain way. And then we say, oh, shit, do I act that way? Is that what my mom does? Do we go there? Do I need to heal that? I don't want to change that. Do I do that? So we may have some things like that. There's also consequences to our words or our mental actions. Yesterday, as it moved in, I was talking to someone after I'd wrote these notes down. And it's, again, always good when I have this, like, oh, okay, I was correct in my thought process there. And this person said to me, I need to talk to you, Colleen. I saw them somewhere. Something happened today. I just need you to talk to me and listen to. This person had been taught, they're teaching in a way, or they're doing something with the university where they interact with students. And apparently they had talked about students to another student. And they went in yesterday again when Mercury moved into Capricorn, and they had to deal with those consequences. They had to sit down with their boss. The student apparently reported it. They sat down and said, hey, you were talking about this student and you cannot do that. So this person was there faced because they can't do that. They fucked up. They did. And that's okay. We fuck up every day. We all fuck up in different things. And because of their past words, which probably happened when Mercury was in Sagittarius, they ended up getting in trouble and saying, hey, guess what? You can't do this. You're not allowed to talk about students to other students, you know, and somehow we found out about this. So things like that can come out. Yesterday, just when it moved, it was like construction everywhere, but stops, like blocks, you know, Mercury rules travel. So it wasn't just your normal. It was like three different roads I tried to take home were all blocked. Just dead stop traffic. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, Mercury and Capricorn, duh, because Saturn restricts, it slows down. So that can be some things you can expect. Now, the full moon in Gemini, let go of this. I wrote down what I'm doing. We have the full moon on Saturday in Gemini. We're ending in Gemini. We're ending this full moon. It's the last full moon in December, which is pretty exciting. Ending 2021. For me, it's happening in my career house, which is kind of working as to what I want to let go of. So again, look to what whole sign house is Gemini rule. For me, last night I went through, I told the Capricorn moon Saturday we're having a big bonfire and we're burning some shit. And I went through all of my old manifestation papers from the last 18 months, again, with Venus retrograde, all the hair healer checks I would write, manifesting checks, all the things that I wrote down that I have under my prayer list, all of that, I'm taking them and I'm burning it all in a release ceremony, right? And more so I can release the expectations of how I wanted my life and my business to unfold, which was not how I thought it was going to unfold. It did not happen that way. So this is going to be the let go of the year. How are we going to let go? What are we going to do to let go? We want to let go. So again, this is going to be the let go of the year. So remember that. Where is Gemini? And Gemini is very good at detaching. Gemini is very good at the intellect and being able to say, all right, I'm ready to move on. So where is cluttered in your life? Where is cluttered in your mind? Where are there energy on things, belongings, on items, on articles that you need to burn and to let go of? Because, you know, whatever it is, these manifestation letters, these manifestation notes, these things like that, that carry energy onto them. And that can be trickling into the new energy we need to bring. So we need to find what is the biggest let go from this year. What do we not want to carry into 2021? And we want to burn that shit up. We want to let that go. Whew, this has been a good episode. Again, the last few episodes, I've been like praying, meditating, doing my nights, my list of what I'm going to write and really coming up with my content after prayer, after meditation. And I can even feel myself just so much smoother when I do it. And I do it 2 days before, also all my notes. I do it again before. And I'm like, it's just these little steps, right? Mars and Sagittarius, these tiny little steps for my spirit. And I know that I bring a much better episode when I do that. So I'm going to continue to do that. Not try. I'm going to continue to do that the whole time. The weekly awakening for this week. How do we celebrate? We're getting to the end of the year. Christmas is next week. We are celebrating. There's parties. There's things. And I notice a common theme that a lot of people have trouble around the holidays. They have trouble celebrating. Some people have trouble celebrating their birthday. And I get it. Loss is usually a big one for me. After my dad died and I was young, I did not enjoy Christmas again until I had kids myself. Now I love Christmas. I love the holidays. But there was a good solid 5 years in there where I hated the holidays. And it was not fun. And I did not care to celebrate. But I do know for myself, for my deceased loved ones, my dad, people like that, is the best way to honor their memory. What they would want is for me to have fun and celebrate, no matter how that looked. Celebrate, enjoy their memory, laugh in their honor, laugh in their name. How do we celebrate? And what is stopping you? If you feel, I don't know, I hate the holidays. I hate it. I hate this. I hate that. Sit down and find out, why do you really hate the holidays? Do you feel like you have to keep up with everyone? Because you don't, that's only a pressure you're really putting on yourself through outside influences. That's a big one. People say, oh, I hate feeling like I got to keep up with everyone and see everything. Well, you know, you can enjoy it the best way you can. That's living for others. Live for yourself. Fear. Do you have past experiences? Did your family not celebrate holidays? Was it not accepted? Did you not get anything on Christmas? Did you not get anything on holidays? Did someone split up? Really sit with your shit if you don't like to celebrate and say, why do I want to feel this way? Why do I not want to celebrate? Because I think celebrating birthdays, holidays, they only happen a few times a year. I think it's beautiful. Every day, we're worried about going out and living and working every day, that I think we owe it to ourselves to have 5 days a year where we just enjoy, we eat, we drink, we be merry, we celebrate, especially our birthdays. I think that's important. So how do you celebrate? Celebration, when it comes down to it, is the joy of being. Being here, just like last week, be here now, being in this moment, being in love, giving love, receiving love, and being happy. And if you don't like your family, then don't go there. If you're not sure how to be happy, you know, just simply at the holiday say, I'm grateful and happy I have food today to eat. I'm grateful and happy I got a gift. I'm grateful and happy that everyone I love is alive. Whatever it is, find that moment to celebrate and hold on to that. And when the complaints come into the head, when the worry comes into the head, let that go. Whew, that was a good episode. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have an amazing Tuesday, amazing week. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. Make sure you subscribe. Send this the best way you can support me. Please hit the subscribe button. Please review it. Send this episode to someone you know would like it. Post on social media. Thank you for everyone who always posts them on social media. That really honestly helps me very, very much. And I hope everyone has a fabulous day. Thank you. Make sure Cosmic Colleen across the board on all social media, except Twitter has the underscore. Thank you all. Love you all. And goodbye. Thank you.